eyes, eased through some recognition of, motion, floating through the beach head of something else. Listen moments through the shore, the sound sparking off within its own dance, shining, light, images, motion. I slipped through some dream or other through which I counted the figment elements that swam around me, indications of meaning, movement through the ghost time of the beginning, through which, coming to be, we emerge from the forest like fire birds, moving slowly within ourselves, catching the misty breath that moves through each indication, stations of words through which we move from lands of crosses, catching the sun-like hope, creating the dance which calls us into its own spiral, heading through the sun-glazed moments through which our wings beat as we took flight, catching the clouds against our breathing, moving through the stages where life defined its actions, moving through to some hamlet recitation of nowhere, catching our fingers on some razor wire of politics that sought us, sought itself, the poster telling us to vote for, the face slightly greenish, looking out its promises to us, the motion of some Ballymun kids that set car alight to relieve the frustration, the parents doing alcohol battles in the kitchen, the dull-winged pigeons that peck our dead survival in the street, the smell of rubbish from some raisin cones or foam caps seeing what you can scrounge, the daily grind of garbage and recycling, the greening faced politicians who vote for, the motion through which we form of our stillness, cutting cacophony with a knife in the memories that the clouds above case their own, the distances we cross through the form of some concrete roaded journey that takes us through its slip-slide aggressions within a song line. I drew in chalk across the pavement, signs and symbols that clatter together, breaking the stillness, the alcohol argument, us, them, the form of each thought I painted, graffiti artist, defining some cultural form that melts into our history, flavoring it with saccharine, the forms of denial, twisting hands and emotions through which, through a mountain of washing up, to some reason through which we form of our own prison break, hands clasped around a bar that society painted against our faces, the movement, white knuckles, images and forms floating through the whiskey scented solution of gen of our life. Thank you very much. This one is called Daybreak. I greet each day with the song that it taught me. I move through a thousand places looking for the origin of the scent that splattered on the walls of my kitchen yesterday. The existence that smeared with the dirty saucepan from last night, the empty beer cans, and the service to the form of forgetting. The bird on the windowsill swung to me its tune of lies and love, deaths and remembrances, giving birth to us and keening at our wake, part of us, motioning through its greeting of the dawn of the becoming, the green fresh leaves that sparkle their summertime dances, that call through the marijuana memory of student time, and the function of the motioning hands that molded our lives, the grey clay figures that we became, that exist as testaments of the form of being with and being alone, the form of our isolation bringing us together. I dreamt I was a child. I dreamt I was a thousand people. I moved, 1,000, 10,000 people within my own person. I tread the holy land with sharp stones cutting at feet. I see something that might have been a town once. I watch the children shift through the form of some song that was written, to which they must dance. Learning the steps through the gunship parade, the beat on the doors of all that is sensible. I hear the muezzin and the voices that do direct us and search for reason. The applied guilt we put on like sunscreen to protect us from ourselves. is based around the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's called Child Soldier. I say, marijuana by the crackle of fire that moves through. Existence caused in some stupid dance that weaves around the fire like a song to intoxicated reasons that exist and don't exist. That rise up and die like a fire spark as a child pokes it with a stick. The distant memories of some mother's hug and decent food, or the father that tilled the fields and then disappeared from view. The brother with HIV. The forms that dance through the marijuana joint that seek to legitimize the gun, cradled in his arms like a substitute for meaning. An image to which we can merge with our own senselessness, catch the wind and deny it, move through the point where each definition exists as a nile, each motion exists as stillness. Life, called on to raise the wireless and sacrifice our hopes on the gulf altar of some random god, to move through the shadows of the intoxicating doctrine we are fed like liquor, the motion through which we blur the edges of what is real, existing in the evening haze of the being there, the sway in the jungle heat motioning us to further stupor, the stupor that exists within the opiates that history gives us, the chance to forget, and memory is fused with the sunset and fades to the last glint of evening light. So next day, formed through further separation, the separation that feeds our reason some whiskey of senselessness, the motion towards the oblivion that crackles on the fire, the spark to the last dancing of hope. Okay, this is one, it's called Old Woman. I have to admit, I'm quite nervous of standing on this stage.
Yeah.
I've always had a horror of stage.
Good,
yeah. Good, okay. This one is called Old Woman. She quotes her memories, a box of stuff, linking to the images of some directive through which we attribute value to the new. Everyone wants an 06 car. The direction to which, making a cup of tea, finding within the box a sort of relevance, the motion of wrinkled hands going through the photograph, the little things that remind her that she once had some form of importance. The rush of traffic and the motioning in as anew, the shiny, the wrinkled hands move through a world of thought, a world that we remember, that we forget, a world that turned once, just as the world does today, a world filled with people, just as it is today. The differences between us form of walls and castles, the need to fortify, the motion through which we exist in a world, ignoring the existence that we held in worlds before this world, the wrinkled hands, counting the photographs like a final testament, to existence and meaning, the motion, stop, existing through to some journey through the process of the drink and forgetting, etchings on the wall of some monument is right past without looking at.
Next up to the stage, could we welcome Catherine Murphy. I am ready for love.
You're not ready for me. Maybe you think I need to run maturity. They say watch what you ask for, 'cause you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same thing. I am ready for love. Will you please lend me your ear? I promise I won't complain. I just need you to acknowledge I am here. If you give me half a chance, I'll prove it to you. I will be patient, kind, faithful and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves art. Respect the spirit world and think with his heart. I am ready for love. Will you take me in your hand? I will love what you teach and do the best that I can. Are you ready for love? Here with an offering of my voice, my eyes, my soul, my mind. Tell me what is enough to prove I am ready for love.
Next one is Alanis Morissette one.
I went to your house, walked up the stairs, open the door with a ring of bells. I walk down the hall into your room, where I could smell you, and I shouldn't be here without permission. I shouldn't be here. Would you forgive me, love? Did I didn't see a shower? Would you forgive me, love? If I lay in your bed, would you forgive me, love? If I stay all afternoon? I took off my clothes, put on your robe, went through your door, and I found your cologne. Down to the dance, found your CD. I played your Johnny, and I shouldn't stay long. Might be on soon, I shouldn't stay long. Would you forgive me, love? If I ain't seen your shower, would you forgive me, love? If I lay in your bed, would you forgive me, love? If I stay all afternoon? I burned your incense, I went about, noticed a letter that sat on your desk. It said, hello, love, I love you so, love. Meet me at midnight, and oh, go on. And I cry in a shower, so forgive me love, for the salt in your bed. So forgive me love, and I cry all afternoon.
Thanks, Catherine, for coming. Next up, gentlemen, who needs absolutely no introduction, Cold Stone, Billy Randall.
Similar could only ever repel one another. three on the part one. And like a new. And I know them like a language. But what will it matter when the bombs start falling that you could never love me? Then you turned in my arms, and it was midnight again on the beach at Ardmore, when the starlight collected in some rock pool or rain pool, and the two of us sat there, and we didn't even breathe, determined not to disturb that puddle's flux, the tiny light show in its rippling shadows, the miniature star chart that for a moment inhabited it. And you whisper that planets like us are slaves to magnetism, gravity's prisoners, as they dance the same circles again and again, and even the stars ramble mathematically, their glitter preordained to the last flash. You turned again as I looked at the night sky through your attic window and thought of the satellites gliding and swiveling in their infinite silence as they gave down on humanity's fumbling, on you and me as you sniffled against my neck and the drumming flooded your bedroom, on powerful men in offices pressing buttons that push buttons in powerful men, on the tanks like ants advancing through the wilderness. Those pitiless satellites, knowing for certain in their whispering circles that, like our island's fragile language, like gaudy pinnacles and the lemongrass symphony, even worse, like your teeth and our four hands, the very stars through which they wander will be gone, with the billion sinners that orbit them, extinguished in a heartbeat, absolved instantly, as if your hand had brushed the water so much. Grandmother.
Thank you, Benny Randall. That's my favorite Betty poem, actually. Next up to the microphone, could we welcome Mr. Niall Herriot.
Thank you very much.
Give us power to set up shop in a place called Windscale Fellowfield. A fear that five men lying there curled may one day leap to reap his crop. Then, like Belarus, is our faith sealed?
Why don't you go to Russia? Because Chernobyl fall off.
This isn't the original now, but I kind of embroidered something I heard way back. I call it basic truth.
Yep.
After a lifetime of research into comparative beliefs, this is what I now understand. Confucian might say, shit happens, so what? The Buddhist would say, if shit happens, it doesn't really shit. And then ask, what is the sound of shit happening? Hindus say, this shit has happened before, and before, and before. Islam says, if shit happens, it is the will of Allah. Catholics say, if shit happens, you deserve it. And some Anglicans might say, say, that shit happens to other people. And other Anglicans might say, just perform a comedian for Scots. Presbyterians say, shit is predestined to happen. Some Jews might ask, why does this shit always happen to us? A Jehovah Witness might say, let me in your door and I'll tell you why shit happens. Agnostics might ask, what is this shit? An atheist might say, I don't believe this shit. Comedy of errors. Old Virgin's spin doctor army stole green clothes to arrange cover for the arses of the soldiers of destiny to suit them in this climate of change. Now all can see it's not the most devious and cunning king who has no clothes. It's the unexpected green kingmaker who suffers from self-destructive rules. It seems that even their fundamentals went astray in that hippie operation by Dr. Brennan and Surgeon Cowan. What fellows is for the good of the nation? Is Trevor Sargent a Latter-day Collins? Will it be a Jew with garland at dawn? But they're pacifists, unlike the Begum and the Longfellows. So maybe not with pistols, with celery stalks drawn. Hey. Finish up with... It's called Haven, and acknowledged to W.B. Yeats and Lake Isle Ministry. Interestingly, Yeats said later in his life he really disliked this poem. We arose and left the town.
You can't take it back.
And went to Killeney, to a small cabin there of dark stained pine logs made. 10 green rows we made, 2 hives for the honeybees. Oak we have planted in the high beach place. We have some peace there, peace from sleeping slow. Through cobweb dew of morning, where the skylark sings, where the bog at night is silvered, and the gorse at noon aglow, and dusk is full of summer swallows' wings. Amid the urban bustle, always night and day, I hear stream water gurgle through the mossy rocks. When visiting the city or on the motorway, I hear the curlew's cry, the lone call of the fox. We go to farmer's market for local natural food, and coppice the sallies of the stove where the reservoir runs dry. And though we curse the drizzle, we know it's nature's mood, and nights may bring a million stars to light the velvet sky.
Thank you, Niall. Next up to the microphone, Mr. Shane Harrison.
At least one third, as one concurs,
His name is Immortal.
Open mic. Leave politics outside the door, you and your rehugging wimp. Rent your cowed spectre. You darken this doorway again with your lefties and mink lovers, sandals and muesli. I'll unleash my very own Hector. The shame. The banquet table lit by one candle's taper flame, casting a tranquil glow for a scented feast of game. Diverse foreign lots, deep in landlocked yacht, clean bloated guests are seated, every sire and dame. Now this pet board was met by one called Evil Grain, not even airborne, but limping though the Zimmer frame. His retort so hot, foul jogging on the spot, but his excuse and victim were both extremely lame. From 5 meters off, the grandee took a steady aim, then coldly fired point blank, now sure to kill or maim, preferring instant pot to instamatic shot, a prized exhibit photo in the Hall of Fame. Even though from opposite directions they came, and each is unique due to a very different name, fluid elements so hot, no extra words need blot, cause naked flame and teardrop are always shaped the same.
Thank you, Simon. Next up to the microphone, could we welcome Shalane Roy.
When did money in our pockets and guns in our hands become more important than what was right? I don't have that answer, but I do know that they are the combination of which we are no longer proud. Okay, I have no idea how this is going to go around. I see you, heart stop. You hold me, feel again. My love for you. The murder. Her eyes are wide, innocent eyes, without surprise. Blood spills, joy spills, now I've killed. Soldiers break the village silence to call the police. The drunken grabbing hands and eyes holding, taking. They demand their entertainment and demean themselves with all they see, for all to see. Soldiers on a wartime stage stared at and judged, looked at and unseen, loud and ever unheard. Late at night, killing temporarily abated, soldiers dream of silence. As nightmares break, dreams are broken, and soldiers terrified screams break again. Yeah.
Thank you, Sinead. Next up we have, who do we have? We've got Annie Power. Annie Power.
Each other was there. As we sat there in silence, the things I knew about my mother fell away, like cracked Russian dolls. Care for the dying. Cracked. Gone. Sister to a gaggle of addicts. Cracked. Gone. Monitor of the state of the world, including the weather. Cracked. Gone. Judge, jury, executioner, perfectionist, pessimist. Crack, 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 gone. And this woman, this silent woman, was left on the end of the phone. A normal, living soul like you and I, she sighed. It was time to go. The end of the call, so she said, anyway, take care. We hung up. And she began to wait for something miserable to happen so life could go back to normal next week.
Thank you, Jen. And with us to the microphone, we have Mr. Gavin Ryan.
Back to the gap, the glassy-eyed fool, curried sauce in his front, leaving through the night before the early morning pump. Poor life built in whiskey, so cool, so dang clean. Talk like a donkey, fall beside the pink on bed. You have to believe it.
Thank you, Gavin. We've got two more before we go to the third part of the event, which is the challenge part, the 5 words. We've got next up to the microphone, Anne-Marie Granfield.
Thank you.